Life with the Girlfriends with Christine, Marie, and Julie. And first thing that happened as we were getting ready for our show today.
What is that?
We had requested from Father a mixture of Diet 7-Up and wine because we weren't feeling that funny.
Yes.
And coming in with a full solo cup of red wine with water, you know, with ice, didn't seem, seemed a little too alcoholic.
It's for this time of the day.
Yeah. And so I said, Dad, make it half and half, half Diet 7-Up, half sangria wine.
Yes.
You know, that might just get our things going. And then, of course.
What did I say?
Then? You said, can we count this as our communion wine?
And then you said no.
I said no.
You're like, so cruel to me.
Well, first off, communion wine is straight up.
Yeah.
Okay.
You gotta drink it straight up.
You gotta drink it straight up and not on the rocks.
Yeah. You can't dilute it.
No. And we all share one glass.
Diluting the blood of Jesus.
And I feel like that's our communion wine. I will not pass COVID to my family for the communion wine. However, mixed, you know, having it now, mixed with 7-Up, ice, we wouldn't share.
Got it.
You know?
Got it.
There's no holiness going on with that.
No, there's not.
The grace of the Holy Spirit is not covering
this podcast.
No, it is not. And
should it? No.
Kind of energy is like,
some of the things that we do talk about, the Holy Spirit has run the opposite direction.
Shekinah's like, is it Shekinah?
Shekinah.
Shekinah energy? Or is
Shekinah
that
glory.
Yeah, Shekinah glory is running far away. It's like, hey, you know what? There's grace here, people, but I'm not going to be part of it. Per se, you're on your own.
Yeah,
and I'm okay.
It's kind of how I feel too, Julie. Like when you announced to me,
what did I announce to you
yesterday morning that you were going to get a gun permit because you want to have be a gun owner.
Yes,
and you know, I was really for it.
Yeah,
100%.
Yeah,
and I still am, and with the caveat that I become a gun owner and get a gun permit as well because. You get a little high and mighty.
So you think you get protection.
Easily.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to need protection someday. And I've seen you wake up from a deep sleep and not be really, really present.
I'm not going to be having it on my side.
I don't know about that.
No, that will not be happening. Because I do believe in accidental. I've seen the video of the police officer in front of the class talking about gun protection and then shooting himself in the foot.
Yes, I've seen that. And that wasn't on Boston 911 or something like that.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And so.
Exactly. So, no, I'm not going to get a gun permit.
Well, you can get a gun permit.
I mean, unless you get one, then I will.
That's exactly right. Yeah. You're not going to get Botox unless I get Botox.
Right.
Or Dad.
And we just had good news today.
That our dentist.
We found out that our dentist.
That's right.
Does Botox.
Yes. Yes. Can I, you gave me the dirty eye look because I was walking over your line and I apologize for that. And I remember, it's Douglas calling and he's saying, call me.
Please stop.
Okay. Hold on. Okay. Sorry for the interruption. If it sounds a little disjointed right now, because we had the phone call, then Doug texted saying, call me.
Urgently.
Urgently. And it was just to wish somebody a happy birthday. But in my house, I have such poor cell service. He's like, I can't hear you. You're breaking in and out. You're in your house. You have the worst cell service ever in your house.
Well, not when we get 5G.
No.
Everybody's going to be their own cell phone
their
tower.
Their own hotspot.
Their own hotspot.
Their own cell phone tower.
There's going to be something like 59 satellites circling the planet at any given time. And everybody's going to be their own hotspot.
That's wonderful.
I don't think there's going to be any fear of radiation or any weird stuff like that. Do you?
No,
I don't think so.
I mean, all this stuff sounds so effing wonderful and great until it breaks down.
Mm-hmm.
And then I keep telling you, when it breaks down, all I really need is about 5 or 10 chickens and a cow.
Yes.
And we can live forever on that.
Luckily, you're not lactose intolerant.
Thank God. Thank God. And if I was,
You'd be thankful for that.
I think as long as you have the raw milk, your those microbes,
the lactate or whatever.
It's all okay in there. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's true or not. Mm-hmm. You know, but the people who say that you should only drink human milk because you're not
human.
You're human. I go, you have not tasted good cheese or good milk. So just, you know, and I don't remember what human milk, because I was not breastfed.
Well, I breastfed you, but I used to make cheese from it all.
Oh, thank you.
But mine was cottage cheese. It was a little curdly.
Curdly. I used to add it to your milk, or I make blood. Is it brown Russians or black Russians? What's the?
How dare you? How dare you?
What's it called?
In this time, in this age?
What is that drink, though?
How dare you call it black Russian?
Is it red Russians?
No, it's black Russian.
Okay. Now I'm curious.
And there was white Russians, too.
It's a white Russian and a black Russian.
I prefer white Russian.
What is
That's just my taste.
Yeah, but what is the difference?
I think it's a liqueur.
Okay, cool. Okay, good. There you go.
Yeah.
Any drink, though, alcohol with milk nauseates me.
Mm.
I don't know why.
Really?
It just sounds
horrible.
There was
one I used to love that was a Brandy Alexander.
Oh, really?
And it was like ice cream and brandy. And
now, ice cream doesn't sound too
well,
good.
Well, it was cream.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
You know.
It was delicious.
Was it really?
If you ever have a chance to have a Brandy Alexander.
Well, maybe I'll just order that, and they'll go, how old are you, miss? What decade are you from? I go, we don't serve your kind in here.
Are you inside of a James Bond novel now? God damn it.
I like my Brandy Alexander stirred, not shaken. Or is it Alexander Brandy?
Yes, yes.
And Alexander Brandy.
And he's running for vice president.
I appreciate that guy. I think I'd vote for him.
I would
vote
for him.
He's all for universal health care or Medicare for all, which I'm for.
Or just to get drunk for all.
Yeah, exactly. And why can't we have Medicare for all? Like, why can't we let that be an option?
I don't know.
I think it would be awesome.
I think so, too.
You know, and then it would be like, charge what you got to charge, because, like, it's cost something, and then you can have supplemental ones, insurance policies. Then you can, fill in the blanks with it, you know?
Yeah.
But everybody's
kind
of covered.
It makes sense.
Yeah, it makes sense.
But evidently, we're not the sense makers.
Exactly. But speaking of sense makers,
someone in our household may be a census taker.
And then you said, does that make good sense, Julie?
I did say that.
In an era of COVID, house to house.
House to house, darling.
Asking people. And I wasn't concerned about that as much as I said, is a training online? And they're like, no. I'm like, why not? We can't go to Zoom?
Mm-hmm.
Why can't we have training online? Mm-hmm. So that's the problem I'm experiencing.
Yeah.
Now,
I may put my foot down.
You probably will.
Yeah.
I don't need it, but I want to be part of history.
Yes.
And I've always wanted to be part of the census taking.
History. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I did. Mm-hmm. I thought that'd be so much fun.
You can tell your great-great-grandnieces or whatever. In 2020, I was part of the great 2020 census.
Yes. Well, they ask you these interesting questions before they hire you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I have to go and get my fingerprints and have a background check first.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the next process. Nice. Mm-hmm. They asked me, I'm offering the job. Do you want to take it? I said, I will take this job right now if I can turn it down in the future. Because at this moment, you can't answer all my questions yet for me to fully say yes.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, great. Well, you just move the ball forward. That's totally fine. I'm like, cool beans.
Mm-hmm.
And the questions they asked me were, are you willing to, you know, go to people's homes and ask them, very specific questions such as, we're in, you know, thunderstorms.
Good. Yeah.
And they ask you, hey, how many people live here? What's the race, nationality, the sex of people, the age of people? Do you feel comfortable? And I would totally feel comfortable.
Yeah.
And except that I may go, because we had the census already, and they only give you two options for gender.
Yes.
And not even an other.
No.
And I would go, and if I had to stick to the script, I would stick to the script. And if they were going, well, this is just
too not woke.
And I would go like this. I would say, okay, well, let's just break this down a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
In a 24-hour period, how many hours do you feel like a nut? And how dumb do you don't?
Like you have nuts.
Like you have nuts. Yeah. Sometimes you feel like you don't. I go, because I would like to have other as well. I'm like, I'm on your side with this. Mm-hmm. But I have, so let's just kind of break it down. Let's mm-hmm. just say if you had to pick one or the other, mm-hmm. what would you pick?
Right.
And then they're like, and if they make a, I'll just say refuses, you know.
Refuses.
Not enough options. Mm-hmm. I'm like, yeah. I mean, we don't need to have 100 million options.
Which some people do.
But
I think California has like the most.
A ton.
Yeah.
We saw it. We're like, I don't even know what half these mean. But us, as woke as we are, I'm open to it. Another option of other.
Yeah.
You know.
Another. Male,
or
female,
how
another.
How about just saying what gender were you born? That covers everything then. Not what gender are you expressing yourself as now.
Right.
Just what gender were you when you were born?
Yeah.
What gender did the doctor put down on your birth certificate?
That's the thing.
That's even more like
because
no judgment.
That's no judgment.
Yeah.
Because they feel that they were wronged right there at that
right.
moment.
So it's like, what did the doctor presume
it's
you
his
were?
Fault or her fault.
Yeah, exactly. How dare you think all doctors were male?
I
but
didn't.
You changed
I said
it.
His slash her.
That's right.
That's right. Or other.
Other. How dare you? You know? So yeah, but I'm getting better at this. I'm getting better. My brain is...
Mine is too. It only took a couple of years.
Well, the first time we were like, what is going on in the world? Like, mm-hmm. we didn't know all these terms because we thought we were woke to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
we thought we were cool.
That's true. We thought we were cool,
but
hip, and all didn't care.
Yeah.
Like, do love what you want.
But then
love
we
who
realized
you are.
There's this whole thing out there that we weren't woke enough.
Yeah, and then we're like, oh, I guess I have, I can.
I got a little bit of ways to go.
Right, exactly. And I'm like, okay, that's cool. And then, or like Abed on Community. Okay, cool. All right, got it. You know, and then, just up from the observer mind, like, okay, my mind's expanding, good, but like now. I don't know what I was going to say, but like, we could become better at describing, so things have no judgment in them,
mm-hmm.
because we are not meant to judge. I don't think. Do you think we're meant to judge?
I don't know. Everybody know. Does.
Everybody
Whether,
does.
Everybody wants to pretend they don't.
Well, you know, it's so
but
fun.
There's,
yeah.
But it's not a judgment, like a heavy judgment. Mm-hmm. It's just a noticing. Like, here's the thing. I'm out in the world. I noticed that car is red.
Yeah.
That's not a judgment, but I'm just noticing that car is different than a blue car.
Right.
That's not a...
No.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, but now...
So do people judge?
Yeah.
All the time.
But now here you go.
Differentiate.
But here you go.
It's how they get to know
you
their world.
You said just yesterday... Those red cars, I am so tired of seeing that color red.
I
it
did
is the
say
ugliest
that.
Red I've ever seen.
I did say
and
that.
And I see it everywhere.
Yes.
So now you've taken that red car and you've judged it.
I have judged it.
But aren't you allowed to have preferences?
That's a preference.
Is that a, yes.
I am not going to go out
and buy that red car.
Buy that red car dinner.
Now, that's exactly right. Now, in 5 years, that red car only has 30,000 miles on it because the person who bought it didn't really like it that much either, and it can't really sell it. It's like $5,000 less than what its counter blue part is. You're going to go, I kind of like that red color.
No.
That red color is a good
I
buy.
Like that.
That's kind of a good deal.
Oh, I see.
So I end up watching Dave Chappelle last night.
Is it a new one?
No, God, no.
Okay.
And just as relevant today as it was back then.
Okay.
I have been telling you lately, because I try not to get too in the weeds with anything political. And I said, you know, here's my problem with the legal system. And you know this.
Mm-hmm.
I said, okay, if you watch the Epstein
documentary
on Netflix.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You realize that the FBI investigated him for
right,
years.
Right.
For years.
For years.
For years. Bring him in. Asked him to come in. Like, hey, come on in. We need to ask you some questions. When can you come in with your lawyer? What's a good time for you? You know, years it took.
Would you need a charcuterie plate?
Yeah.
A little appetizer.
Yeah. Did you watch the show? Did you watch Chappelle last night?
No.
I can't believe you said that.
Why?
Because what happened was Chappelle said, I would like the same. I would like to tomorrow the justice reverse itself. Like for white CEOs to get our kind of justice and black crackheads, which is what he plays, to get this white CEO's kind of justice.
Right.
And it was effing hysterical because I've been telling you, like, I don't understand why Epstein just got taken care of with just kid gloves.
Yeah,
until he died in prison. But it took a long time for him to get there.
Yeah.
And so what happens is CEOs talking about, you know, how Congress doesn't understand how he has to make his money, you know, and they got to move some stuff around. And he's in a big house and he's about ready to make love to his wife. And boom, all the cops come in, shoot his dog, you know, wife screaming, you know, and they beat him up, rough him up, and they take him in, you know, and they're like, they're really rough with him. Mm-hmm. And Bill Burr is actually a young police officer or a young lawyer or cop or something like that in this episode. You know who Bill Burr is?
Yeah, but I don't know what you're talking about.
On the Chappelle Show.
Oh, you're watching. I thought you meant a comedy special.
Oh, no. Chappelle Show.
Okay, got it.
So then on the other side, it's Chappelle playing his, not crack, he's a crack dealer, you know? And he's watching TV and the phone rings and it's a detective calling. He goes, Mr. Johnson? He goes, yes. And Dave Chappelle goes, you know, if it's not a problem, we've got some questions to ask you. We've been hearing that you kind of are like a kingpin around here. And could you possibly come in tomorrow to answer some questions? Tomorrow, not a good day for me, you know. You know, and he finally shows up 3 days later at midnight. They've got this platter of food out for him.
Yeah. Oh,
you know?
My God.
And they're like, you know, we might have to ask you to come and, you know, testify in front of Congress. And, you know, he's there. And the other guy who's a CEO, he goes, you know, he's got the book thrown at him. He's getting life without parole. He's like, I don't understand what's happening to me. He's got a horrible lawyer.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just so funny because, like, that's what you really feel like.
Yeah.
And watch the Epstein, you know, documentary, you really feel like people who have that Uber money, that I would like to be rich.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine having Uber money like that. Mm-hmm. That just almost seems like too much of a burden.
Yeah.
Because I got to have staff all the time with me. And I'm like, oh, that just seems like a hassle.
Right.
But the Chappelle Show just nailed it so quickly.
I love the fact that, you know,
would you
if you had Uber money, you know, you would not have to be so overly nice to the cops when they stop us.
Well, no, because I'll have my three attorneys call them.
Yeah.
We can set something up later. And also, you know darn well, just like Weinstein, he was giving money away to all the political parties.
Yes.
Democrats and Republicans.
Yes.
He was giving money to the police. You know, I'm sure Epstein did the same thing.
Yeah.
You know, give them to, you know, make sure people need you enough. Like, he gave us $1 million last year for vests. Like, but we still should arrest him, right? Because he's bringing in young underage girls, right? Mm-hmm. We should arrest him. Mm-hmm. Oh no. And if you watch that episode, the person who they really took down first was one of the younger girls that he had brought in.
Exactly. And this is in the documentary.
Yeah, the documentary. Yeah. I still get freaked out by this.
Yeah, I know. I do too. Yeah.
So, you know, we're seeing the timeline. And what's going on is Epstein's still living his life. And they're talking to some of the women, the girls who had been in there, who, quote unquote, massage Epstein. Mm-hmm. And they're all young high schoolers. Mm-hmm. And except one of them had just turned 17. If I remember it correctly, she's still in high school, but she kind of lures other high school kids who are poor
because he gives her $200 for every other girl she brings in.
Yep, the girl gets $200, and then she gets $200.
And so they find out, the cops find that out, and they say, "Well, you know what? You're a procurer."
Yes.
And then they arrest her first.
Yes. I'm like, you've been begging her for information, and now you could have given her a lawyer to at least say, "Hey, let me get you a beauty first," because that's what could have been done.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah. So, Dave Chappelle, in a very hilarious way, just
nailed
made
it.
Me. It nailed it.
Yeah,
nailed it. You know.
Yeah.
Nailed it. And so forth, but I just wanted to say that
you did a good job, Jen.
So something happened to me yesterday on the way to pick up a pizza.
I know.
I decided to take the Mercedes, or in some areas, the Merc.
Well, you know, listen, here's the thing. We've all had dreams where in our dreams we find ourselves naked.
Yes.
Speaking before a high school audience.
Yes.
Well, your dream was... Not was came true yesterday.
I was totally naked.
You got to the store.
Yes.
And you had taken your car instead yes. of our car.
Uh-huh.
And found yourself
naked without a mask.
You had no masks.
And my first was like, ah, you know, I did the Home Alone look.
Right.
What happened?
My first thought was, when you told me this, I thought you took your shirt off.
Yeah.
And turned it around because you had a V-neck on.
Yes. And you can't do that with a V-neck, but you could turn around.
Right.
And I thought about that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, that could work. Mm. And I first look at my purse and I realize, I have a maxi pad. Is there any way I can turn this maxi pad into a mask?
Yes, but it would be fucking hilarious.
I mean, it's like, people would definitely give me my 6 feet of space. And I'm like, okay, this is option number two or three. And then I really...
You didn't have any ear holes, but it just stuck to your ears.
Right. Now, yesterday, we had...
It has wings.
It has wings. Oh, my God. So, yesterday, we had a magical day. We're in the flow. We had some crabby moments, mm-hmm. yada, yada, yada. Mm-hmm. But a lot
Thank
of...
Thank God we didn't have... You didn't have your gun permit.
Right. A lot of kismet stuff happened.
Yes.
That was just amazing. And we said, thank you, God, you know.
Yes. One of those days.
One of those days where we were riding the roller coaster.
Yes.
So a week ago, I had decided to look at my trunk for some reason, putting groceries in. And was surprised to find that my trunk Oops. Was full.
Yeah.
And I go, and I closed it real fast because my trunk, I was with Doug at the moment. And I said, I'll put the groceries in the back seat. Toph will just have to, you know.
Deal.
Mm-hmm. And that's the dog. But anyway,
And not our dog, by the way.
Right. I realized that when we had company in like October mm-hmm. of last year, I was rushing around and
trying to clean one last closet.
You said before I go, you had said I would love this closet completely cleaned.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh my God. And so
there's 20 minutes to go.
I go, okay. And I took three tubs, put it in the tubs, and I put it in my closet. This closet's in my office, so it's office stuff. So, and stuff I must not need it.
I guess.
So I thought to myself, I've got a trunk full of miscellaneous stuff. Just stuff.
Mm-hmm.
There might be a mask in there.
Or something.
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 I open up the trunk. First thing I find is a muzzle for my dog. And I go, huh. Now this
possibly
curious.
Yeah.
Curious. Yeah. I wonder how I can use this. And I tried.
You know what? We did. We have looked for that damn muzzle.
I know. Well, it's in the trunk of my car.
Yeah.
I go, whoa. By the way, the wine started to hit me now.
Oh,
I'm getting a little hot flashed.
Oh,
are you getting it?
Oh.
Do you feel it?
No, I don't.
Not from me, but
no.
Do you feel it for yourself?
No.
Okay. I do feel it right now, though. This is definitely not communion wine. So the next thing, I'm like, I tried it. And I'm like, now my first option was to give some kid a $5 bill to go in there and pay, you know, get
yeah.
my pizza.
Right.
And
which,
I'm like,
which really the reason we got the pizza was because they were on sale. They were
yeah.
Casey's and they were like Friday sales.
Right.
So to have given him $5 would have like really, Julie?
I know.
Really?
Okay. And so then what I did notice in the back of my truck, my Mercedes, was that I had a tablecloth.
A red and white checked tablecloth.
Red and white checked tablecloth. Plastic.
Magic.
Magical. I had now a 6 foot long, a 6 foot wide mask. And I was completely covered.
You were covered, girlfriend.
Yeah. I just tied it in the back of me, wrapped it around my head several times.
Yeah.
Tied it in a knot in front.
Yeah.
Walked in. I got some looks.
Yeah.
I got some looks.
Yeah.
I was making a stand.
Yeah.
You know, I was making a stand.
Yeah.
But I got it done.
But you got it done.
I took care of it. I took care of it.
Which is kind of weird because in Illinois,
yeah.
I don't know what happened, whatever phase we're in, which is maybe dunce phase, but half the people are no longer wearing masks and half the people are. So,
well, here's what the sign
knows?
Says. The sign says masks are Masks are required in the store. Mm-hmm. Small print, it says, if your health allows. Like, if, you know, and so a lot of 22-year-old males, they have health conditions that requires them not to wear masks, I guess. Like,
masks required if your health allows.
Meaning, like, if you have a hard time breathing in the summertime with a mask. I don't really know.
I get it.
It's just a caveat. Got like, it. We will not throw you out if you're not wearing your mask.
Got it.
It's up to you.
Yeah.
But I wish people would wear their mask. What the hell? But now I say wear your mask, knowing full.
Or now we can say wear your frickin' tablecloth.
Or wear your tablecloth. Or your top turned around.
Yeah.
Or a muzzle.
Yeah.
And I really like most people to wear half a muzzle.
I would love it too.
Come on. Please put that muzzle on.
Wouldn't it be great that when that cop stopped us, instead of putting our masks on, you would have put the muzzle on?
Oh, it would have been hysterical.
That would have been great.
Does a ball gag count? Because that would be even funnier. I'm just going to come in an all leather face mask.
Well, a lot of people are now just wearing those plastic shields. And I'm so grateful because we have ours.
Yes.
But here's the thing. When we first got them, we felt goofy wearing them.
Yes.
But now that all the, like, employees at Menards and stuff are wearing them, now we don't feel so goofy.
Well, and the other thing is that when we put ours on, you couldn't see out of them. We're like, this is really hard to see out of. And then Douglas, who wears those masks, I said, how can you see out of them, Douglas? He goes, oh, there's a film on both sides. You got to peel the film off.
There's a little film filter,
Oh.
The only thing that here's the thing. When I did happen to see Doug's, I got nauseated because of how he just, like, spits into it. Like,
yes.
Hello, everybody. And it's, like, it's all spitting and everything. And then I realized if you want to see if shit comes out of your mouth when you talk.
Yes. The answer is yes.
Go look at those plastic masks.
That's true. If you want to see what people's mouths really look like.
Really, what happens. Yeah.
It is. And then they can just, maybe they just swab the mask then. Let's just see if you have COVID.
Yeah. Well, here's an interesting COVID fact.
Okay. Tell me.
One of our grocery stores that we frequent.
Yes.
Is closed down due to COVID. And it closed down on a Tuesday, and the last time we were there was on a Saturday.
Yes.
So here's an interesting, this is an interesting tidbit. Now, we feel like we've made it for over a week now.
Yeah.
So we think hopefully we're okay.
But I think I'm okay.
So, you know, Doug's family, his daughter, son-in-law, grandkids and stuff, they have chosen to go like gypsies in a caravan to Texas with a caravan of campers.
Yeah.
To Texas and spend the 10 days in Texas.
Yeah.
And we've got Snapchats and they're all over the place doing a lot of stuff.
Right.
And so I said, you need to ask Doug how they're going to, are they going to quarantine themselves for 14 days when they get home? Because one of our auditors for the municipal water district, she had to go to Washington State.
Right.
I think for, you know, somebody's funeral or something.
Right.
And she had to, she's now in quarantine working from home for 14 days because of that. So you said, are they going to quarantine themselves for 14 days? And then Doug, rather than answer that question, said, you need to quarantine yourself.
Right.
For 14 days from him.
Right.
Because you were at the grocery store during
Saturday.
On a Saturday, and it closed on a Tuesday.
Yes. And
I just needed to say that.
Okay.
I needed to get that out of my system.
Is it out of your system now?
Possibly.
All right, cool. I'm glad.
I know.
All right. Well, I do find it very interesting that I had not previously gone to that grocery store for months.
I know.
And last week, I started going.
I know.
I don't know what that was all about. It was like a magnet. I had to go there. Like, let's go there, pick up one thing or two
things. How did we do that? Because then, like, when you took the cash that day.
Yeah.
And then the guy calls up later and goes, oh, that's COVID money.
Yeah.
And then we called the bank and they.
Yeah.
they were like, oh my God, we don't know what to do with it, but we have a vault. We're going to put it in and seal it up.
It's like once you know it's COVID, you get freaked out. But previously, it's around all the time. Yeah. You just don't know it.
Well, here's the thing, too. We were listening to something about a cashless society and all the rabbit holes that one can go down when that happens. And I was saying, Julie, this is kind of scary, right?
Right.
And Julie was saying, oh, this is, they don't know what they're talking about. And we pull into McDonald's to get a cup of coffee, and there's a sign on our McDonald's thing that says, we are no longer accepting coin.
Right.
Because of COVID. I don't know what that means, but anybody...
They said, please give us, if you're going to pay with cash, give us the exact change.
Right. Because
so we don't want to give you money.
We cannot give you any.
And we, so if at all possible, they said, if at all possible, please try and give.
Otherwise, you're
going
to be donating. Yeah. Or, debit card or a credit card.
Or pay or with exact cash because we're not giving you, we don't want to give you cash back. And you're just like, and I'm like, and my mom, of course, wants to say, see, I told you so.
I don't say that. I have to look.
No, you don't say that. You just look like saying it.
I look wounded, don't you think? I look wounded a little bit. Like,
no, you look like, oh, see, bitch. and I always think to myself, I don't disagree with you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so, but you were talking about a magical day yesterday.
Yes.
So here's, I think we should say why it was magical.
Okay.
We've been building a deck out back.
Yeah.
We took up all of our brick patio. Mm-hmm. And decided to make a fire pit with it, with the bricks.
Yeah.
And so now we are going to build a wood deck.
Yes.
So we got the base built.
Uh-huh.
Nowhere in the United States is there green-treated lumber or decking.
Decking. You can get the lumber for the base, but not decking for the top.
And there's so many different rumors as to why. But one person did say, this was at RP Lumber.
Yes.
They said that the company that provides their lumber is in Missouri, and they all, you know, had to close down for COVID, and then they all got their paycheck protection during that time.
Yep.
And then they went, now they're on unemployment.
And so they
are not wanting to go back to work until their unemployment is up.
I understand.
Everybody
completely
understands it.
That is the one problem people had if they were working.
So it might be a problem that if you pay people not to work.
Well, the problem is
to go back to work, make them go back to work.
They got a little extra more. They got more money not to work.
Right.
And the problem is people who had to work because they were essential. They didn't get a pay raise.
No.
I mean, some might have a dollar, but it wasn't this bigger pay raise by not working.
And some people got signs in their yard for them.
Like a hero works here.
Yeah.
But the problem is most people did have to work.
Yeah.
You know?
And then there are the few, the chosen ones.
Yeah.
That got PPP and unemployment.
Yes. And you're just like,
that's like
what?
Doug.
Yeah. He didn't get that. You're just on him today. I don't know why, but you just choose to be.
I could be.
It could be the wine.
It could be.
It's your truth is coming
My
out.
My truthy self like, is coming out.
Yeah, which is any rumor that you think is going on is his fault. He's partaking in it. And
aren't you glad, though, that he can be the identified patient?
Oh, yeah, because if it wasn't for him, I'd be the identified patient.
Right, probably.
And that would not be... I would not appreciate...
It would not be fun for you.
It would not be fun for me. Thank you, Doug. Yeah,
thank you,
Douglas, for being the identified patient and being in our life just enough to do that. I appreciate that. I mean, that's really, really good.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I was thinking... We had talked about this previously, about the COVID, about how there are areas online... that really talk about the conspiracy about wearing masks. And people are officially not wearing masks because they think it's really a conspiracy. Like,
hoax.
Does it really work? Or is it, we don't really have COVID? Or it's the government or the Illuminati?
You pick one.
It doesn't matter.
Any or all.
Mm-hmm. And then today I was reminded that the Russians didn't mess with our election a little bit, But it was weird when they used their bots to kind of search back to see what the Russians did. Mm-hmm. They had just as many positive Hillary statements as Trump's. But what they did was the majority of their influence was all about dividing our country, mm-hmm. like creating all these weird situations, weird thought patterns, and just putting a ton of like, hey, let's not wear masks. Mm-hmm. Why? Because, and pretend, like, why would we not want to wear a mask? Mm-hmm. Because the government tells us it's because it's for, you know, the government wants to control us. Mm-hmm. And we don't want to be controlled by the government. That's in our genetic makeup. We do not want to be controlled by the government.
That's right.
And if the government tries to control us, what do the Russian bots do? They create Facebook ads and they create Facebook videos and mm-hmm. they have all these people saying, hey, wearing a mask, you're controlled by the government. Mm-hmm. They want you to wear the mask. Mm-hmm. And then you're like, well, wait a minute. That doesn't sound too crazy. I mm-hmm. think that's true. Mm-hmm. And there's enough, the government has done enough crazy shit in the past. I mean, they've done.
For us to not question that.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. You know, exactly. Well, like when they say, when the CDC initially says, it's okay not to wear a mask, is because they didn't tell us it was because, oh, by the way, we don't have a lot of masks to go around.
Right.
And if you guys take a mask, the hospital staff won't have a mask.
Right.
Well, how about saying that? Hey, every American that doesn't work in a hospital,
or just
make
show
your
us
own mask.
How to make your own mask from T-shirts.
Old sheets,
yeah.
Pillowcases,
yeah.
A tablecloth.
Yes.
It's just a barrier.
A maxi pad.
A maxi pad. Your dog's muzzle. I mean, I'll walk you with my damn dog and put him over my face. You know, I mean,
you know. And play the harmonica on his belly.
So I get it. The government has done some really weird stuff with their own motives in mind that they think are for the betterment of mankind, mm-hmm. I guess. I don't know, but it's kind of crazy. Mm. So, but I just want to tell everybody, be kind, wear your mask.
Yes.
Not just for you, but for the next person. Show, and really, do we care? Does it matter if you wear or you're not wear a mask for the 20 minutes that you're outside of your house, in a grocery store, mm-hmm. in a store? Mm-hmm. Partake in everything. Just wear your damn mask.
Yes.
What's the big deal?
What is the big deal?
I might, you know, I'm supposed to meet somebody tonight for dinner.
Yes, you are.
Yes. And
you swiped right.
I did. An old high school friend. But, you know, it's been weird because I have been putting off seeing her for months mm-hmm. and months. And now I'm like, we'll be living with COVID. How do I do my life mm-hmm. and take best practical care?
Because obviously she doesn't give a shit.
No, she doesn't. Mm. I blamed you for part of it. I said, you know, my mom's just concerned about me going out and branching out of my pod. Mm-hmm. And she's like, oh, your mom thinks I'm going to give you COVID.
I can picture her saying that.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, oh, your mom thinks you're going to give you COVID. I go, I'm not saying she thinks you're going to give me COVID. She just thinks that I'm increasing the odds of getting COVID
right.
by expanding into your pod.
Right.
And, She'd already been babysitting. Yeah. She'd been doing this. She'd been doing everything.
She does in-home health care.
Yeah. And
sorry, people.
Yeah. And I just told her, I said, okay. Mm. I go, but why don't we try and get something to eat out, sitting outside? Mm-hmm. That would be great.
And 6 feet apart.
6 feet. What's the big deal?
Yeah.
We'll go get a meal, eat 6 feet apart. So, yes, I have
some
drank
wine.
Almost all my wine, people. Well, it's funny. When you add Diet 7 up to sangria.
You can do it.
Oh, for heaven's sake. I mean, come on. It just goes down so sweetly.
I know it does.
Can anybody hear it? It sounds delicious, doesn't it?
If a sound can be delicious, that's the sound.
It sounds like the sound of ice cubes hitting a red Solo cup.
Excuse me,
a generic red Solo cup.
Oh, yeah, right. A cheaper red Solo cup.
Yeah, because a red Solo cup has the little grooves now.
Yeah.
On the side to up it to, you know.
Yeah, so you know the difference.
Mm-hmm, this is a generic red Solo cup.
Yeah.
And so forth.
Do you know what, let's tell the people what I bought for me and you this week.
For whatever reason, you bought us it's a tea kettle and two beautiful teacups.
Teapot.
A teapot.
And two tea mugs.
Yes.
Because I want us to start having
tea time.
Tea time.
Yes.
I wanted it to be like a ceremony.
Yes.
I want us to ring the gong.
Did you ring the gong a day when we started the show?
No, we didn't.
Why
but
didn't
you can
you?
Do that.
Oh, okay.
But I wanted us to ring the gong.
Yeah.
And have a little special kind of tea, not just plain old Lipton oolong
or hibiscus or whatever.
Hibiscus or something.
Yes.
And have like a little ceremony just for 20 minutes a day.
Lovely. I love it. As then we read our Keys of Enoch. And then as we, you know, we do our meditation together. and we do our communion. We really have.
No wonder you want a gun.
Yeah. I need to balance this energy out.
We need to.
I need to have something I can shoot at. Well, it's interesting because the one reason why I want to have a gun is I grew up never wanting a gun, you know, knowing all the statistics that if you have a gun in the house, you have a higher chance of being shot by a gun. Well, that makes total sense.
Or if you have a gun in the house, you have a higher chance of using it.
Yeah, that makes total sense.
Not
if I didn't have a gun. Yeah. Well, that makes like 100% sense.
Yeah.
I totally get that. I don't.
That's kind of like those woo-woo statistics.
Yeah.
Like, you know, people, the reason we have more COVID cases is because we're testing more.
Well, that's true. It's exactly right.
Yeah.
That's exactly right.
I know.
It's one of those cases. It's like, yeah, you're right. And that you
stop testing.
Yeah. Stop.
It'll go away.
And then, well, I love it. Yesterday I heard that hydrochloro, whatever.
Chloroquine?
Whatever.
Chlorazine.
Yeah. There's more studies that are coming out now that say it does work, which I'm like, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Anything that works, I'm there for. Do what you got to do, man. But, what was I talking about?
Guns.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I think.
I'm not taking this lightly. I really am not. I am going to say this, though, with a whole solo cup of wine and 7-Up in me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not joking. It is a whole, I mean, I'm
I
done.
I know you drank it all.
Yeah. I drank it all. Yeah. When I was growing up, teenage, 20s, I had dark thoughts. And I always felt that if I had a gun in the house, there'd be a good chance that I would use it on myself.
Right.
In my saner moments, I thought, don't have a gun in the house. Because there are times your dark thoughts get a little darky. And, would like and could use it, you know, and so forth. So, but now I have more of the observer mind. I'm more curious about the future. Mm-hmm. I'm not so afraid of it. And I still have a variety of dark thoughts, but I spend a lot of time creating neutral, positive thoughts,
mm-hmm.
having neutral, positive belief systems, having a more curious mind about the present and the future,
right.
Then I'm like, I can let this, you know, play out. But, and then I say that, and then it's like, you know, still wouldn't mind having a gun now, because now I trust myself that I could keep it locked up. You know, I wouldn't mind learning how to really use it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind, you know, I mean, there might come a day where I'm going to have to shoot a deer. You know, to eat.
Oh, gosh, Julie.
Well, I have asked you for the cow and chickens.
And I'm okay with that.
But you have not given them to me yet.
Yes, that's true.
Or how about this? I catch a deer and then I milk the deer. And we will have deer milk and deer cheese. I don't know if anybody's ever tried it before. I feel it's a new trend.
Might be a new trend.
A new trend?
Yes.
We can have quail eggs.
And deer meat.
And
no, deer milk.
And deer milk.
Yeah.
Or, are those quails? What are those things that we call? Pheasant. Pheasant eggs. They must have eggs.
Yeah.
Right? Pheasants have eggs?
I don't know, Jules.
Okay. I see them running around. So we
therefore?
Can, they must have something. And they must give birth.
Yes.
So either they must give birth to eggs.
Yes.
And then they hatch.
And those,
so we could have pheasant eggs.
Yes.
And deer milk. Yum. And then I go, I'm taking a bullet.
Shoot me now. Yeah.
I'm okay moving forward with this.
Well, you know, Dad and I were at a forest preserve yesterday. There was nobody around.
Okay.
And I was just, you know, looking up at the sky. It was actually quite pretty. And I guess Norm was wondering why I was looking up, you know, for so long. He goes, what are you looking at? And I said, well, I am open if a UFO comes down right now. Right.
Okay. Yes, of course.
Because I had just seen Unsolved Mysteries.
Unsolved Mysteries on Netflix.
Yes. And tell about that episode. That was I had so said to you, amazing.
And Dad, hey, in your spare time, please see this one episode.
It's of only Unsolved. 30 minutes long.
Yes. Unsolved Mysteries. And you're like, okay, what is it? It happens on the day that you guys got married.
Yes.
September 6th. 1969. In the Berkshires.
Yes.
Some town in the Berkshires. Imagine. Now, I can't believe we don't know about this story. You said why?
I said because in 1969, so much shit was going down.
Yeah.
We tried to do a podcast on the 50th anniversary of things this year.
Yes.
Or last year, excuse me. Last year. There were so many 50 anniversaries of things, we couldn't even... No. No, we couldn't even do it all.
We should still think about that and just kind of come out at one time. It'd be kind of fun. But anyway, yeah. And so here's the story. I found it fascinating.
Yeah.
In this town, small town, really felt like Norman Rockwell being isolated. And that's the one thing now. We're all so connected. None of us are isolated. We'd have our phone off. We'd be live streaming this stuff on Facebook, all this stuff. So,
and this is in broad daylight, by the way, right? Or was it not?
It might have been.
I think it goes from the daylight to the night.
Yeah.
It happens all day long.
And so what they're doing is, during this unsolved mystery, we have four or five different people talking about their experiences on September 6th, 1969. Here's one experience. This kid is like eight or nine, okay. Coloring at a neighbor's house. He gets, and with some friends.
Yes.
Older girlfriends. He's a little kid. He's got an older sister of the neighbor kids watching him a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
He literally audibly hears, get up and go home, real loud in his head. And he stands up and he starts running. And he goes, where are you going? I gotta get home really quick. I gotta get home. I just heard this. I gotta go home. And he felt like, am I running away from whoever said this? I'm not sure. But he gets up, starts running. He then starts running in place outside. The kids in the other house are come running out going, what's going on with him?
Mm-hmm.
He's running in place.
He's just running in place as fast as he can.
All of a sudden, this big bright light connects with him, lifts him off the ground, and...
He's gone.
They
don't know where he went.
Don't know where he went.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
That's number one.
Okay. Now, this one woman, she, I think, is with some friends, and she's getting ice cream or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And all she remembers is that she sees this light, and she remembers being up in a craft and looking around, and she sees all these kids around her, and then she sees the kids disappearing one after another, just disappearing.
Mm-hmm.
And then she was back where she started.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the kids in there, she remembers seeing. I go, oh, I know this person.
Yeah.
We're not friends, but I know this person.
Yeah.
And it was a little kid.
Mm-hmm.
And she said when she came back, she said, I saw that kid again. And I felt a complete connection with him.
Complete kinship with him.
A complete kinship. And I have my entire life with this kid.
And the next one was this young boy who was in a parade or something.
Yes.
And he and his mom and the grandma and his brother were in a car to go home.
Yes.
And they went through a covered bridge.
Yes.
And on the coming through this covered bridge, there's this bright light. And... they remember nothing.
Nothing.
After they see this bright light, they're taken away and they're put back in front of they own a small restaurant in town.
Yeah.
And they're put back right in front of the little restaurant.
Yeah.
And they wake up and the grandma's in the driver's seat.
Yes.
And they thought, they were going like, what is weird? Because grandma didn't drive.
Right. Grandma didn't drive. Why is grandma in the driver's seat?
Yeah. And so... They had gotten that wrong.
Yeah.
And another interesting thing is that at the same time, Dad was hearing some more stories about Betty and Barney Hill, which is this famous couple that got taken up in the 50s, I think. And she said that when she was up there, they did not, you know, they probe you and do all these things. Well, she said that they did not know how to unzip her dress. Hmm. They had not ever seen a zipper. They couldn't figure it out how it worked. And she said that was very, you know, illuminating to her. That that was an interesting thing.
Yeah.
That's an aside from this other thing. And then wasn't there another one that was... It was more than one more.
Yeah, I can't remember what the other ones were, but they had a lot of. But what the interesting thing
but they had a map that showed this line where all the people who had seen this.
Yes.
You know, and so I think it spanned about 100 miles.
Yeah, it was a long time.
And so then they said in making this documentary or whatever, they went to look at the archives. And nothing. The police thing.
Yeah.
And the police go, we can go back that far, but it looks like the only thing is, Mr. Smith's complained that somebody had thrown trash on his lawn. The library.
See, they keep journals. The police keep journals, and they keep them. It's a record of what happened. So they went back to their journals of that day, just written down of what happened. Yeah. No mention of UFOs.
No.
Nothing. Or like even lights. Nothing.
Right.
And the radio station, they didn't keep records of the radio of the what was going on.
Right.
So they had no record of what was going on.
Yeah.
But there was just rumors.
But they said that the guy at the time who's now passed away, of the radio station, said, anybody know what's going on? I'm getting calls.
Yeah.
Are we, you know, I thought it was just somebody's drunk.
Yeah.
But I'm getting more than one calls. What's going on?
Yeah.
But see, what happens in those days, you know, you might keep your tape, but then you would reuse that tape.
Yes.
Over again.
Which seems really weird. If that was on the tape, why would you reuse it? But you just didn't know.
You just didn't. No. Who would even
think?
And
also, we weren't connected like we were now.
Yeah.
I mean, now you
I literally saw a movie. I can't remember what it was this week. Oh, it was Legally Blonde.
Uh-huh.
And I said, Norm, how old is this movie? She looks like she's about 12, Reese Witherspoon.
Yes.
And the cars looked like they were from the 70s. And so I asked Alexa, and it was 2001.
Ah.
And the cars looked like.
No way.
Yeah.
What
is that even possible?
It could be, I guess. I don't know. Or they're just choosing to use older cars because they didn't have the money to use brand new cars. I don't know. I don't know. It is weird, though.
Yeah.
And that's why it's like, I'm curious what the world's going to look like in 5 or 10 years.
That's what I'm saying. It's like everything is doubling so fast.
It is.
Or increasing so fast.
And so.
That to me, 2001 or whatever, that just like, that seems like pretty recent.
Recent. And yet the world is completely different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Completely different.
I'm not even sure if Netflix was around in its way.
No,
I mean,
we were still getting them in the. We were still getting our.
We should have bought
CDs.
It at like $2.
I know. Oh, I hate it. I hate that.
I know.
Can't go there.
Those things always make you cry a little bit, don't they?
A little bit.
Just a little bit, or pee a little bit. One of the two. One of the two.
Yeah.
So we can say, please watch, Unsolved Mysteries.
Unsolved Mysteries. The episode number 6.
I think so, but it was about.
It's only about 30 minutes, and it's at UFO Berkshires, yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is it the Berkshires or the Berkshires?
I like Berkshires.
You like Berkshires?
I like Berkshires.
Exactly.
But then I feel Giovanni.
There you go. But it's so fascinating, though, because I then this morning was watching Unclassified on History Channel about UFOs.
Mm-hmm.
And it was it's a series with the Blink 182 guy or whatever his name is.
Yeah.
And they're talking to the Italians who have just like 32,000 cases of UFOs.
And they are totally transparent on it,
totally
which
transparent.
Is lovely.
They're like, we can't figure this out.
Yeah.
But Sicily is a hot spot.
Hmm.
And it's very interesting because you always say connect the dots, Julie, connect the dots. I was watching strange stuff on Science Channel or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And in Sicily, they had this weird little hot spot of rain. It's a very drought stricken area. Mm-hmm. It just doesn't get any rain.
Hmm.
And a foot, like a square foot or square
no
feet
way.
Of rain just coming down the middle of a road.
What?
And they couldn't figure out what was going on.
Yeah.
And like, people were like trying to avoid it in their car. Like,
whoa.
What's going on?
Whoa.
This was strange.
I would avoid it.
Hell yeah, I would too.
It could be like a radiation rain or
exactly.
something.
Exactly. Could be. So, girlfriend, how was this alcohol-ridden show today.
Oh, girlfriend, it was great.
Hope it was great. It was great.
It was great. It was great. It was great. It was great.